Welcome to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed over $3 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, and this is Freed on Business.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Freed on Business. Sorry about the goofy lighting today, but I'm live from the Lowe's Hotel in Coral Gables at the IMN conference for mid-market apartments here in Florida. So today's show is going to be profiling what I've learned in the last couple of days from the IMN conferences. First, their special assets and lender forum, bank and special assets forum on Monday and Tuesday. And then today, the multifamily insights, and they're extraordinarily intertwined. Of course, first, I'd like to thank our sponsors for well over a decade, Warren and Henry. Thanks to Ismet, Larry, Warren, Eric, and the whole team over there. I got a call yesterday from Ismet. I'll be going over there in the next couple of weeks with my mom to help her pick out her next car. Always the best price, always the best service, always treating you like family, always Warren Henry. And now on with the show. So today it's all me the whole time. They're out there right now networking, grinning and grabbing, and telling each other how they can do business together. But let's start out with what I learned at the Special Assets Conference earlier in the week. And what I learned may be somewhat surprising, but shouldn't be. And that's that there really aren't any special assets right now. In fact, I ran into one of the special assets managers, and he had just been laid off from his mid-sized bank. Interesting enough, I called his real estate commercial lending department, and they had no knowledge of this circumstance. So I'm assuming that this person was in the C&I and small balance sheet and SBA loan sector in the bank. And what that would indicate to me is that that bank is getting ready to package up and sell some loans. Some of the mid-sized regional banks have already been selling some packages of loans. Amerant did it a couple of weeks ago. And there's transactions going on with the debt funds between each other right now that's below the radar screen, because the debt funds don't want to be seen as people that made loan to own. They don't want to be the one that forecloses out their clients. So they sell the loan and somebody else forecloses. There's lots of debt funds out there to provide capital. The difficult time everybody's having is finding the transactions to do. Retail is kind of sort of working its way out a little bit. Office seems to be somewhat difficult for them. The smart family offices are looking to invest in mixed use, retail, and industrial across the Smile States. And so that's what you're seeing some additional drag on. Right now, the service providers and the special services are continuing to network. I spoke to a couple of the law firms. One of them was there looking for people to be receivers. The others are simply seeking the workout work from the banks. I don't believe it's there yet, but it could be on the way. There were a number of bankers here. The FDIC was here, and it seems like there's still a waiting pattern. I don't really think that it's the old pretend and extend. I think it's more, how do we get this done? Let's bring in some new financing and some new equity and the real term that I've been using for years for this is cash in refinance. It's something that I've always used in the residential market, and now it's coming to bear in the commercial real estate market. I just ran into somebody today who's looking for a $35 million pref equity check. I'm working on a couple of horizontal land development deals where we're going to be doing some pref equity. I've got high net worth investors that are looking to be in that sector. So I think that the best place right now to look and to be is in that pref equity sector. You don't want to really be mezz, because if you're mezz, you're going to get extinguished if there's, God forbid, a foreclosure. If you're pref equity, you should have terms in your documents that allow you to survive all of that and take over the property. Don't do the pref equity unless you have somebody you know, or you specifically have the skill set yourself to run the property if you have to take it over. So the special assets forum was interesting because there isn't really much to do yet. That said, I have called a couple of my friends that are in the mid-sized banks. They are seeing some transactions coming their way. And surprise, surprise, They're all 200 to 300 unit infill apartment complexes that they did a little bit of high leverage on. So they really don't know what the value of those assets is going to be are now that they've delivered. There is no real good permanent financing to take them out. And so the pref equity folks are circling these transactions. If they have long-term government debt that they've been able to place on them, great. But if you've got what I would call sort of hot money bridge financing, you're in trouble and you're looking to recap that transaction right now. And I got news for you, which you already know it. That's going to be pretty hard to do. So some of the developers are going to be looking to buy those transactions from other developers. They're also going to be looking for what I, again, would refer to as the cash in refi from some of the developer, from some of the debt funds. Some of the debt funds have already bought. A number of the developers have already exited. So it's a very dynamic situation. And there are things that there are to do, but you need to be careful. You need to be surrounded by experts and you need to make sure that you're in at a number where you can get out. I'll give you another example. Somebody today called me and said that they'd like to do a bridge loan for a land loan, basically. I said, that's great. They said, well, this is the way the numbers work. I said, okay, that's great. They said, we'll be in at less than 50% of what we believe the value is. I said, okay, that's great. But the real question that I had for them is who's taking you out in the year and a half to 2 years if that property isn't able to perform a construction loan yet? Because I got news for you. A lot of the properties in these secondary and tertiary markets that people have tried to do deals on, they're just not going to be able to get the rent profile that they need to bring those deals up, because the reality is that other than land, their construction costs are pretty similar. Yes, I'm drinking smart water, so I guess that makes me smart on this phone call or on this podcast. So we did the show a couple of weeks ago where we talked about how to pick the appropriate private lender or debt fund. And the reality is that the best way to do that is find somebody who you have interest alignment with. You have to make sure that you have an alignment of interest, because if you don't, and they're really a loan to own group, then you're going to really have some issues down the road. You're going to have predatory documents. You're going to be under the gun, and the reality and time will not be your friend. Time will be your enemy, and you'll be racing against the clock. And in today's marketplace, you may not be able to get there before the deal and the interest rate and the cost of capital and the insurance and other factors explode in your face. So be careful what you wish for. Don't do that bridge loan if you can't get out. And some of the developers and owners are simply at this point, and we're at that point in the market now, where they're selling for release of liabilities. They're not, and maybe a hope certificate on the back end, and they're selling to their lender. They're going to work out the property for the lender. They're going to make fees, and they're going to live to develop another day. Now, that's the assets, the special assets and banking form. Let's take a real quick break. We'll come back and then I'll talk to everybody about what I saw and what they were saying on apartments. Mr. Mendoza, if you're ready, let's rock the house. What a beautiful picture of the Miami skyline. I helped put together a bunch of those deals, fund them. Now we're in the next round. A number of sites that are in those videos are in play. Some of the projects that you see are actually old and being torn down and rebuilt with reaching to the sky. It's fascinating to see what's going on here in Miami. And I'm so proud and glad to be part of all of that. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, Larry, Eric, Ismet. I'll be up there in a couple of weeks with visiting Ismet with my mom. We're going to get my mom a new car. Up at 151st and Biscayne, we have our choice from Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Jaguar, Lincoln. Gainesville, we can go there and get an Audi. West Broward, you can go to their new Land Rover, Range Rover store. They got another one in South Dade. And down in Key West, they sell all the great nameplates. And what do all those cars have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. It's a long list of services that you get, and it's a tremendous thing to be part of the Warren Henry family. I've been going there for 30 plus years now. My mom, my wife, lots and lots of my clients, we're all members of the Warren Henry family. Remember to visit them. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Hi, I'm Jim Fried. I'm the founder and president of Sandstone Realty Advisors. Give me a call, reach out to me. I'm here at the IMN conference. I've been here for 3 days, first with the Special Assets and Receivership and Banking Forum conference, and now with the multi-housing conference, Mid-Market, South Florida. Call me, reach out to me. I've seen a couple of different families I do business with here at the conference. Right now, we're working with one family to help them identify a 1031. We're working with another family to help them originate pref equity transactions. We've got another family that we're working with. We'll be meeting them later today where we're helping them generate high leverage, mid leverage, and low leverage construction loans and pref equity loans. We're actually working on a deal that we've been working on for 18 months. We're having the next meeting. Now broke up after rates went up, and now rates are more stabilized. They've asked me to re-engage. Reach out to me. I help families across the world solve their real estate problems. I'm based here in Miami, but I do transactions across the country. Remember, my personal brand is that I feel great whenever I help you solve your problems and give you peace of mind. And remember, whenever you call me, it's always all about you.
Welcome back to Fried on Business. Connect with us on LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter at Jim Fried or at Fried on Business, and on Instagram at JimFried1. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
I want to thank my friends at IMN. I love going to their conferences. I have great energy there. The team at IMN is wonderful. They're very cognizant of all of their stakeholders, not only the people that attend the conferences, but also their sponsors. They curate a very good conference. I love going to their conferences. I want to thank my friends Steve, Connor, Stacy, Todd, and Irvin. Irvin's been on the show talking about their events. They're wonderful people. I make great connections there. At the Special Assets Forum, I've met a couple different law firms I needed to meet. I met a couple different environmental consultants I needed to meet. Here at this multi-housing conference, I've reconnected with a number of my friends that are developers and investors, and I can't thank my friends at IMN enough. Now, what have I found out at the IMN conference? Well, we talked about the special assets in the first part of the show. Basically, special assets still hasn't dropped. People are positioning. There's lots of debt funds ready to buy the deals. There's lots of people that are ready to provide services, but the banks aren't really letting go. That said, a number of the community banks that I know have either sold off some of their assets, some of their loans, or they're getting ready to. Specifically, the pain point appears to be apartment deals because they built them, but they can't refinance them or get out at the same projected numbers that they had. So the special assets folks at some of the banks that I know of are starting to take a look at their apartment projects. So I really think that those projects may be special asset deals, but I don't really see them being bargains. I think that those kick out of the banks and they get bid right to the market price. People that are waiting for condos to drop in South Florida, I don't really think that's going to happen because the condo market is well observed. And the minute that it seems to make economic sense, they'll pounce on the blocks of units. But let's now talk about what I've learned here at the apartment portion of the conference. We all know it's still hard to make numbers work. People say, well, invest in a different marketplace. The reality is that the only thing that's different from one marketplace to the other is the price of land. And the price of land is not really a driver in the overall returns on these transactions. The cost to build, the cost of labor, the cost of insurance, it's all pretty similar from market to market. So the next question is, where can you get the rents? And the answer is rents are starting to soften, even in places like urban Miami, in downtown Miami. There's reports of 1 and 2 months free rent being given in the urban core that's downtown because some people have overbought, overpaid, and now have to fill up their units. There's a number of these high-rise apartment buildings in the urban cores that are now coming up for refinance. And the question is whether they'll be able to get the refinance. I'm working with a number of the debt funds and equity funds to bring pref equity to these transactions across the state, across the Southeast. And I believe that there will be incredible amounts of capital to put into these transactions as soon as the transactions are able to reach a point where their valuations make sense given current market conditions. Now, I want to take this moment to thank the Federal Reserve for giving mixed signals on what rates are going to be, because every time they signal rates, people make plans. And then when the rate signal is ignored, the plans are all up in the air. So now it looks like the Fed is going to keep rates pretty stable for the remainder of the year. Hopefully everybody will be able to make their deals and deploy their capital based on that assumption. There are lots of deals in the pipeline. Lots of them. The question is which ones are going to get financed. Some of the folks are here today looking for slugs as high as $35 or $40 million for their pref equity for their transactions. And these are gorgeous waterfront transactions in the middle of a vertically integrated urban core environment that's got everything you could possibly want. So they're looking for capital for these transactions. Some of the people that are doing condos are, you know, having good success selling the pre-sales of the condos. One of the things that is interesting in the Miami market is that there is a slowdown in the $800,000 to $2 million range, which is the range that the working professional would be in, because the working professional at this moment probably can't get the financing that they want, or they're waiting for the financing, or they're looking at a condo. And a lot of these condos are older, and the older condos are having their own moment. They can't assess it. You know, some of them are on their third or fourth assessment based on the continuing evolution of their rehab and rebuild, and they keep finding different things as they open up the Russian nesting doll that is their physical plant. So there are opportunities. The Project Brisket idea of all the older buildings that smell like brisket and mildew being acquired in bulk and then sold to developers is in process. It's going on, and it will continue to evolve. The mid-market event that I'm at is populated mostly by entrepreneurs, people that have really taken out debt to acquire smaller apartments in the 150 to 250, smaller apartment complexes in the 100 to 200 unit range. They did it with debt, and a lot of the debt may now be creating a valuation problem for them. They're all going to want to refinance their deals. Most of them bought transactions to rehab and reposition and then cash out. Well, with rates going up, their ability to cash out, even with the increased interest rates, is difficult. These are some of the cash in refis. So if you're a high net worth investor or a family office, you should reach out to me and call me, because I know the people that are looking for your money. I know the good ones, and I'm happy to help you meet them all. If you're a developer and you're looking for cash in for your refi, give me a call, because I know wonderful people that will be involved with your transaction that are not loan to own people. Finally, I'm working with a number of developers that are looking to have construction financing, and they're finally looking at CPACE. I have the ability to bring CPACE with a private lender with the cost of capital in the low tens. You should call me right away. We can get you high leverage. We can get your building out of the ground. The question is, what's the return on cost? The number of the people that I'm talking to in the marketplace, you need a 6.5 return on cost to get the interest if it's industrial. I'm really not sure where people are biting today on the residential component. And now I want to talk a little bit about the build to rent and build to sell space, because even though I'm at this apartment conference, the build to rent functions like a horizontal apartment. So let's talk about that. Townhomes built to rent and built to own are a hot commodity. I'm in the process of brokering the sale of a portfolio of lots for for sale townhomes and for sale lots. There's four offers on the project. The developers are well capitalized, and they are national home builders and a couple of large regionals. It's a marketplace that's also dynamic, and it's also difficult to put your finger on. However, people with good financing options in this sector are able to, rather, people with good transactions in this sector are able to get financing. The financing is looking for them. So if you're a experienced residential developer in the horizontal space, either looking to buy raw lots, I've got a seller of raw lots in the Carolinas and Texas and Florida that I do business with and I raise funds for, give me a call. I'm happy to introduce you. If you're looking to buy lots that are finished lots, I've got developers that I work with that are selling these finished lots. If you're looking to invest in the build-to-rent or build-to-sell space or do pref equity in that space, I've got those transactions too. So reach out to me, DM me, or call me. You can always find me at all my numbers. And I want to take another quick break. We'll be right back to wrap up the show after this. Mr. Mendoza, why don't you show people another great video? I want to remind everybody that we're sponsored for the last 12, 13 years by Warren Henry Automotive. I want to thank my good friend Ismet for giving me a call yesterday. I'm going to bring my mom in to get her new car. My wife Vivian, she just got her new car. I love my car. Can't wait to get my new Warren Henry car also. But right now I'm driving this fabulous analog Q70. It's just tremendous. I don't want to tell anybody my secret. I just love that car. When you go to Warren Henry, you get the Warren Henry Advantage. It's a great list of services. But the most important thing you get is you become a member of the Warren Henry family. They know me. They know my family. When we go there, we feel comfortable in an environment that sometimes brings anxiety to other people. So give me a call if you'd like an intro to my friends at Warren Henry. Larry, Eric, Ismet, Warren. Maytel just got kicked upstairs, so now I'm dealing with a brand new service advisor who's only been there for like a decade. So reach out to me, DM me. It's a wonderful thing to be a member of the Warren Henry family. Up in Gainesville, they sell Audis, 151st and Biscayne. They've got Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Jaguar, Lincoln. Down in the Keys, they've got all the great nameplates. And, of course, they've got the two Land Rover, Range Rover stores in South Dade and West Broward. So remember, always the best price, always the best service. I love this part. Always Warren Henry.
Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business and on Instagram at Jim Freed One. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
I want to thank my friends again at IMN for having me at their events this week in Coral Gables at the beautiful Lowe's Hotel. We started out with the bank and special assets forum, and then we transitioned over to the apartment forum. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I've been talking all day for the last 3 days. On the special assets forum, we found out that there really isn't a lot of activity out there yet, not a lot of portfolios or tapes to buy. There are individual situations. Most of the lenders will best pocket that to their best connections and borrowers to see if they can take over and help them out. I do know that there are issues in the pipeline. Usually it's going to be a regional or super regional or local community bank. It's usually going to be on the apartment side. Because those projects are finishing, but they're not necessarily achieving the rental rates that they were proposed to, and the exit financing isn't at the numbers that they thought that it would be when they did the deal. So they're all going to require cash and refis, and that's who's here. All of the debt funds are trying to meet the developers to give them their cash and refis. We did it a couple of weeks ago. How to pick your right debt fund, and the answer is, give me a call. You need to pick one that's going to be friendly, not that's going to be predatory. On the apartment side, it's still hard to make the numbers work. The big hot market is build to rent, build to sell, and homes and townhomes, infill townhomes. You can capitalize those. And so the answer is, give me a call, reach out to me. I've met all the players in the marketplace. I know them all. I got their agendas. Oh, I was going to say some terms that one of them was quoting. Sorry. Let's do that now. So one of the lenders, one of the debt funds for Core Plus in the $5 to $20 million range 1 to 5 year term, SOFR plus 500 to 600 basis points, up to 85% loan to cost, up to 75% LTV. For opportunistic bridge loans, 1 to 15 million, 1 to 3 years, SOFR plus 600 to 700, up to 75% LTV or up to 90% LTC. You can see this is really equity. And participate, and here's the equity deal. Participating bridge loan, 1 to 15 million, 1 to 3 years, SOFR plus 700, up to 100% loan to cost, up to 75% LTV. But these are for larger borrowers, and a lot of it's in the build-to-rent space for residential. So, you know, the answer is there is capital out there. It's really expensive. You know, the SOFR, you know, if SOFR's at five, figure, you know, eyeball at 530, you can guess what those rates are. They're really high. So it's tough to find a transaction where those numbers work. Reach out to me, DM me. Remember, my personal brand is that I feel great whenever I help people solve their problems, and I bring them peace of mind by doing that. Remember, reach out to me, DM me, and our show will be up again next week at noon. We drop a fresh show every Wednesday at noon. Next week, we'll be interviewing Ed Cairo about the HELOC and home lending market again. That's heating up and picking up. People are now finally realizing it's time to pull equity out. Rates are stable. They're not really going down, and people are biting down. We'll talk to Ed about that next week. And remember, the person wants to do something, finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America. Mr. Mendoza, this is your favorite part.